Hey, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Legger. It's 11:50, so I don't got a lot of time because I gotta go to brunch. I'm just getting up, man. This is in Long Island again last night and got home late and blah blah, but I gotta go to brunch with my family to celebrate Mother's Day. That was last week, but then because I don't understand. All I know is my family needs somehow we got into this brunch thing that has gone on for years that everybody needs to meet for a brunch in order to celebrate every fucking occasion that you can think of. And it's whatever. So I gotta do that. Luckily it's close by, so I don't have to go far. But I don't got a lot of time, so let's just do some bullshit. So last night in Long Island was a governor's good time. It's a great club. It was just a lot of fun. There's nothing else to say about it. If you were there, that's great. Greg was there. Greg, who used to show up to all the shows at the Creek, and Jen, who would be with him, they both came last night to the early show, and that was cool. Let's check out the news. Breaking news: man who saved the NHS from hackers say super invasive British tabloids are forcing him to move house. That's what they say. This must be British. Forcing him to move house. Just move. Move house. Fucking weirdo British expressions. You know, I know English is like their language, but we fucking made it so much better. Americans, our English is better. It's easier. We have better. They have some good expressions, but ours are better overall, and our accent's better. I understand everybody. Oh, it's a smart accent, but that is very difficult. It's got to be tiring to be British and talk in that accent all the time. That's why they can all do our accent so easy. Almost everybody, they can do American accent because it's the easiest way to talk. That's my theory. But someone published a picture of his house. Now he's got him. What is it with people? They find out where somebody lives, and then it's a thing. Well, I don't feel like reading that. Ohio boy 5 saves overdosed parent after walking 2 blocks alone and barefoot for help. So, 5, that's pretty good, 5-year-old. I think you could, you know, you gotta, I think this is a probably advantage of having parents that are on heroin, is that you become very independent. You get to now he's for all that effort, he gets to go into probably foster care, which will be a blast. So, Ohio police say a 5-year-old boy rescued his overdose of parents by walking 2 blocks alone to alert a relative that he thought they were dead. Oh, so he got... he walked 2 blocks to his uncle's house or something. I mean, I guess that's... He recognized that, that they were overdosing, and it's like, hey, that's not good. Is that really something you wouldn't do at 5 years old? I guess we should celebrate this this child. That's a good thing. I don't know why I'm being so negative. Good kid. I'm sure great things are in store. Too bad his parents are heroin addicts. Maybe now they go. There's mugshots, so I'm assuming they're going to jail. He's going to care of the state. Or maybe his relative or something. 2 Texas men get 3 years in prison for beating Sikh man and cutting off his hair. That's sentence Thursday. 3 years in prison should really be a sin. You know, it's they don't even. I don't understand how, after all these years, people are still confusing Sikhs for some other, for like, because really, what these guys wanted to do was beat a Muslim. They wanted to beat up a Muslim guy. Now they see the guy in a turban, and they assume that that person is some kind of Muslim. When this started, ever since 9/11, right after 9/11, bunch of Sikhs catching shit from assholes that think that they're gonna fight the war on terror by beating up random people. And then they keep telling you, he said, since 9/11, which was a very long time ago now, the Sikhs, they're just peaceful people. They don't have anything to do with 9/11. They don't have anything to do with this stuff. They don't have, like, if you're being a piece of shit anyway, and want to be, and beat up this guy because this guy was Muslim, and you found this other Muslim person, and that to you connects them to that, and you're gonna be, you're not even doing that right. You're not even doing the dumb thing. Right, but they still don't get it. It's a bummer. I wonder the Sikh, the turban. It's a pretty cool looking thing. When you really check it out, you know, when you think about it, it's unusual. So you're like, oh, that's, but it's pretty cool looking. And they have long ass hair under there. I have long hair, and I like having long hair, but it does get in my face. Twisting it up, putting it under a turban would probably be pretty comfortable on a hot day. We really don't like people being comfortable. That's what it really comes down to. That's why people in flip flops get mocked. Cargo shorts. It's hot out the other day. So, man, I would love to have cargo shorts because I'm wearing shorts. They got no fucking, the pockets. You got like 2 pockets, and they're like they're not that deep. Cargo shorts are nice, deep pockets everywhere. All right, Congressman, something or a long ass name notifies donor that. I don't know, it sounds like a boring story. Let's see. Black man will spend 6 years in Georgia prison despite jury finding him not guilty. All right. This doesn't sound appropriate. A black man who was found not guilty of armed robbery will serve up to 7 years behind bars after a judge ruled that he had breached the rules of his probation sentence for another crime. That stinks. He didn't do this, but he breached his probation. That probation, I've never been on it. I've been lucky. I've never been arrested. But I would hate to be on probation. I had a friend that was on. He was on probation. And for drinking and driving. Guy couldn't drink and he couldn't not just be hammered all the time. Then he showed up to his probation fucking wrecked. He had to show up to his probation. He was fucking drunk as shit. I don't think he drove. I think he took a cab. But he was supposed to, part of his probation was supposed to drink. Then they threw him in jail for like a few months. A few months in jail. That's a fucking lot. He didn't seem the same after that. The only person I knew went to jail for like some time and came out like okay was a chick. All dudes I knew went to jail, came out, they seemed fucked up. And just jail is, I don't want to go there. That's like my biggest fear, going to jail. If something is not going to cause me to die or go to jail, I can like, I'm like, okay, it's not that bad. That's all of it. That's why I don't steal. I used to love to steal when I was a kid. Shoplift. Then I got busted. I mean, they didn't even call the cops. They just called my mom. Got in a lot of trouble. But I was like 13 years old. 14. And I wouldn't steal it. I haven't stolen anything since then. Scared straight. Alright, fuck it. This was a bad episode. Sorry. And I gotta go brunch it up with the fam. See you motherfuckers tomorrow. We love you.